As the two-headed monster, that is, Hayden Vroom and Noah Trimer of Pella Christian, soak up a big portion of our time dedicated to highlight plays every night. Hand off left side over to Noah Trimer. Big hole up the middle to the 25-20. He's going to go. Five. Touchdown, Eagles. Six for the Eagles. Noah Trimer, there's your dagger. And crowded stat sheets.
And it's a fake to Trimer. Vroom straight up the gut. It's the parting of the Red Sea as Hayden Vroom bolts untouched. 71 yards for his fourth touchdown of the game.
The rest of their roster may seem to be a bit of an afterthought, but while that dynamic duo has defenses flustered, the offense may be even more successful these playoffs as other playmakers emerge.
Hayden, all sorts of time, pump fakes, rolls out to his right. Brower coming back for the football, and he'll leap and make another spectacular grab! Down at the 40-yard line, Sam Brower, have yourself a game, young man.
Oh, my goodness. What next?
Sam Brower, in his first season as a starting wide receiver, has frustrated defensive backs with his 6'5" frame. But lately, that frustration is boiling over for opposing cornerbacks as the senior has kicked it into another gear.
Heaving it for Brower, one-on-one coverage again, and he'll make a spectacular grab at the 40. He's all by himself at the 20, the 10, the 5, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Sam Brower, the explosive 75-yard play.
Wow, what a night Sam Brower is having. Unbelievable.
I think what helped a ton is Hayden did an incredible job in throwing the ball up high into where I could get it. I mean, the corners, they did well. They were good corners as well, but I think Hayden recognized too that they were just not as tall as me. So almost every single pass I had that night were just high up in the air. And I'm just glad that I was able to concentrate and hold some of those in, especially when I got hit under the legs and stuff like that. But I was able to just hold on to it enough on my fingertips.
While the Eagles will likely rely on their run game in the playoffs, Brower's ability to make the highlight catch downfield has forced opposing defenses to think twice about crowding the box. Brower says the key for the passing game has been Vroom's development as a quarterback and the receivers growing into their roles.
We've worked a lot on our long fade routes. Hayden has worked really hard on that. Me and Jaden have worked really hard on that. And I think Hayden's been able to click with that and been able to get that on point. So Hayden, I know, and some days he's been struggling, so it's just been encouraging him because he's been doing an amazing job. And so I think every now and then it's just like, hey, don't worry about it. We'll get the next one. It's not your fault. If we can get this, it'll be perfect. So I think it's just all been going great so far in practice, and I think we'll be ready.
Brower's role with the Eagles has changed each of the years he's been on varsity. Once considered an option for kicker, he was moved and then removed from the punter spot last year. Now the primary passing target of the Eagles offense. He's also developed into a weapon on special teams.
I tried to stay cool and calm. I know sometimes when things go wrong, it's easy for a punter to panic and just try to get a kickoff, but I think especially our blocking's been phenomenal as well. I don't think I've had to worry at all on my punts.
And his memories are clear from what happened last year in the playoffs. He says the goal of this Eagles team is to finish the journey to the Unidome and compete for a state championship.
When we started rolling, I think people underestimated us, definitely after we've lost a very talented senior class. But I think we were able to capitalize, and I think we still have some great offensive players like Noah Trimer, who's been able to run the ball like crazy. We've had, I think, Alex Heisman return on offensive line, Connor DeBryan, some huge players that were on last year. And I think we've just been able to work really hard. I think we've worked extremely hard, harder than I can remember. And yeah, I think we've proved teams that just because David Kakmarinski and Levi Jungling aren't here doesn't mean we're not going to be a bad team. We can still all play together and be one team. It's not all about one person.
For KNIA KRLS Football, Friday nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.